Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Shabbat Shalom. Saturday, Sabbath day, March the 7th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, you have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we are going off the beaten path just a little bit. I've been talking so much about all of the private stuff that I'm doing with my pay-per-view messages. And so any new listeners, anyone who hasn't heard that, most of the stuff that I'm doing for 2015 is only going to be available if you partner with me at one of the different levels. And again, for more information, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the esoteric meaning of Superman and kryptonite. You know that Hollywood hides the truth in plain sight. In fact, if you give me a Hollywood movie, I can give you the entire human history, the truth. Let me say that again. I've done the show on the esoteric meaning of Hollywood. Holly comes from the holly tree. It's a druidic, it's a staff, it's a piece of wood that has magical or mystical powers. So the name Hollywood means holly tree. The staff of Moses was made from Hollywood. Now, if you haven't listened to that esoteric teaching, it's available for free here on blogtalk.com/masterteacher33. Or just Google holly tree, masterteacher33. It pulls up that teaching. So everything you need to know, just watch a movie. So in the movie Superman, you notice that Superman is allergic to or dumbed down by or encapsulated by or, there's three words we're going to look at, because the scriptures talks about the strong man, which is Superman. So there are some opposing forces, I would call them demonic forces, that talks about a Greek word, Nikolai, or where we get the word Nickelodeon or Nikolai or Nicholas. And so this is what I call the ground level of spiritual warfare. Now, the scriptures talks about that we have the ability to, cast out demons. It talks about that we have the ability to conquer or overcome. We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The scriptures talks about that we can bind whatever is bound on earth. It talks about conquering, binding, overcoming. All of this has to do with kryptonite. So I did a show a few days ago talking about cryptology. And so the Greek word for the English word, crypto. But notice the spelling. If you type in kryptonite, now in English it's with a C. So the word crypto actually means secret code. Let me say it again. The word crypto, so kryptonite is spelled with a K anytime you're dealing with Superman. Now you notice in the movie Superman, the character was from Krypton. And he was allergic to kryptonite. And so anytime you wanted to subdue, to control, to limit any Kryptonian, now remember, the word Kryptonian comes from a Greek word, which you've got to break down here because, again, the enemy hides in plain sight. And remember, the scripture says that the enemy can't do nothing unless he first reveals it to God's people through his prophets. So God knows that you're at a disadvantage in this dimension. So what he does is he puts the truth in plain sight. The only problem is it's coded. So crypto means hidden code. It means hidden. So crypto night, it means hidden at night. It means hidden in night. Night represents darkness. So not only it is hidden or concealed or skenos or skion. Skenos and skion are two Greek words that means, again, hidden at night. Now, these two Greek words, skenos and skion, are all through the Helios Biblios. Anytime to deal with any type of oppression, depression, recession, possession. So Beelzebub is the high priest of all of the demons. So he has a rank structure. Many people call him Saturnalius, Saturn or Satan. And so when we talk about the Kryptonians, first of all, we've got to look at where they're from, Krypton. So why would Superman's home planet of Krypton be the thing that dumbs him down? So think about this for a moment. This is really important. Superman is presented to us as a good guy, right? Now, I've done many shows where I talk about they take the people in the shadow government. I did a show about mass control and the shadow government. Again, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that the people who hide in shadows, they take the truth and they turn it upside down or they put it in reverse. And I talked about in many shows how English is English. English is the language of the bent light beings. Bent light is fallen light, is fractured light. We call it Nephilim, Nephilim. Some people call it devils, demons, all the stuff. Basically, bad guys. And so they take the word of the truth, and they manipulate it, or they bend it, or they turn it upside down. So they take the truth, and they turn it upside down. Now, brothers and sisters, this is real important because if you can understand that concept, you will see that they what they present, for example, the movie Lucy. Now, in the movie Lucy, the Bible says that the great men of renown, they overcome the world through sorcery. Now, we look up the definition of the word sorcery. In the Greek, it means pharmakeia. We look at the word pharmakeia, where we get the English word pharmacy, where we get the word doctor. Medical, again, means sorcery. Doctor means deity. Turn it around, deity of sorcery. So that is how the enemy is overcoming the world. In the movie Lucy, how does she get her powers? Now, remember, the word Lucy is a feminine expression of the word Lucifer. So when you watch the movie Lucy, you're watching Lucifer. And how did Lucifer get his powers? Technology. I talk about it inside of my book, Technocrats. Those are the new. Now, anytime you're social. Now, why would God need a spaceship to fly around? Why would God need supercomputers? And if he's omnipresent, he's all power, he's all knowledge, and he's all knowing, what in the world is he going to do inside of a spaceship? So anybody that comes to you in a spaceship, anybody that comes to you with a supercomputer, anybody that comes to you with any technology, you know that they are a technocrat. That means that they are a democrat. That means that they are demonstrative or a demon. Again, technocrat, which also means cryptocratic or cryptocrat, which I talked about the other word, which means hidden government. Because crack is another word for hidden or another word for government. So what does that mean? In the movie Lucy, she had these drugs in her stomach. They got ruptured. They went into her bloodstream. Bam, she becomes all-knowing. At the end of the movie, she becomes all-powerful. And then she goes everywhere through technology. She's all-present. Isn't that the same attributes as God? What are they telling you? They're telling you if you want to be God, you need drugs and technology. What about the movie Limitless? So in the movie Limitless, the guy, he's a deadbeat. He's a no good for nothing. He can't write. You know, he's ugly, you know. And then he takes a little blue pill, which I've talked about that pill that does exist. And you can pick it up. Again, I didn't tell you this. You can pick it up online. You can purchase it. You can buy it. It's called ORMUS Gold. Again, it is ORME. It means Oratable Rearranged Monotonic Element. Now, if you don't know what that means, that's what the Bible calls manna. But I didn't tell you that either. So in the desert, God fed the children manna from heaven. Why do you think every society, every alien, everything that comes in every ancient text, they're always looking for gold? So according to the Sumerian text, there was a god named Anu. He sent two sons, Enki and Enel. They came down here to earth to mine gold. They got here. They start digging and say, man, this is hard work. They saw the Homo Neanderthal, and they said, hey, he's too dumb to work for us, but what if we genetically engineer him? What if we manipulate his DNA? We could make a slave race. So there's a great book called Slaves of the Gods. Now, whether you believe this ancient text is totally irrelevant, the reason I'm telling you that is because, contrary to popular belief, that is a truth. That's not the truth, but it is a truth. It's like if I blindfold you and I put you at the front of the elephant and I give you the elephant's trunk and I tell you to describe to me what you feel. I blindfold someone else. I put them in the middle of the elephant and I tell them, describe to me what you feel. I blindfold someone else. I put them at the end of the elephant and I tell them, describe to me what you feel. All three descriptions are going to be totally different, but they are describing the same thing. That's what religion is. So we got a plethora of religions. They all are describing something totally different, but it's all the same thing. Why? Electromagnetic spectrum. Again, go to Google, type it in. You can only perceive 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. So you mean to tell me from your 1% viewpoint, you are going to tell me what God is? Really? So you can see 1% of something that's out there. 1%. You got 1%. So you go, you're Baptist, you got 1%. You're a Presbyterian, you got 1%. You're Catholic, you're Muslim, you're Seventh-day Adventist, You Hindu, you perennialist, you're Kabbalist, you're an atheist. So with your 1% of knowledge, you are describing 100% or 90% of something, but you can only see 1% of it. That's why you can't think too highly of yourself, because otherwise you can't buy into strong man. So the Father knows that. So the Father says, okay, I'm going to hide the truth in plain sight. Jesus said it this way. Jesus said, I ain't going to teach nothing unless I teach it in a parable. And the disciples say, hold up, Father. Hold up, Master. Why are you teaching parables? Jesus said, it is for you to know, but for them it is not to know. So every message I teach is esoteric. That means outside. I mean inside. And exoteric. That means outside. Everything that I say has two meanings, just like Jesus said. Every word in the Bible has two meanings, just like Jesus said. Every movie has two meanings, just like Jesus said. Everything that goes on in this earth has two meanings. Now, you get the outside meaning. You go watch the movie. What about The Matrix? Now, I interviewed the author of The Matrix on this show. Now, her name is Sophia Stewart. Great friend. We've talked on many occasions. She told me why she wrote The Matrix and why she had an all-black super cast. And the original, it was supposed to have been, again, Will Smith was supposed to be Neo. Now, remember, the Wachahatchee brothers, along with Homeboy that made the Avatar movie, they stole the script. She went to Hollywood. She presented it to them. They said, okay, it's a great movie, but we're not interested. They sent her home. A year later, now you guys know that she made all of the Terminator movies too. All of her scripts that she presented to Hollywood were stolen from her and then produced. They rewrote it a little bit, so she sued, and she won. But it's just like in federal court. You know they proved that the federal government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King. Now, you can Google this. This is nothing new. So the federal government said, yes, we killed Martin Luther King. But you know what? The average citizen, they don't have a clue. They don't know that. And if you can go to Google it right now and type it in, they won, the King family won in federal court. So did the author of the every Terminator movie and the entire Matrix trilogy. But yet nobody knows about Sophia Stewart. The craziest thing I ever heard. Why? Kryptonite. The word crypto means hidden. Night means darkness. So in order to bind a strong man, you need whatever is in the hidden night. Yahushua says, I only speak in parables. Hidden. Yahushua says in Proverbs, or the author of Proverbs says, unless you search for her as silver, unless you search for her as fine gold, you won't find it. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Do you know anybody doing that? I don't know anybody doing that. Now, I've been doing it for 20-plus years, the last 5 years full-time. This is all I do. I try to go every once in a while. I try to go get a job, hang out there for a week, sometimes two. One time I lasted for like 30 days. And then I said, okay, yeah, enough of this, and I'm out. Why? There's something calling me. Kryptonite represents. Now let's look at the word. Now, first of all, we established that he's from Krypton. Okay? Where was Lucifer from? Now, Lucifer, the powers that he have here on earth, he didn't have those powers in heaven. At least they didn't oscillate or vibrate that way. Superman, when he was on Krypton, his home planet, now remember the movie, his father, now I showed him one, remember Superman's father? Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, really, really important. If you can understand the movie Superman, you can understand ancient texts. You can understand where we're going. You can understand where we've been. What was Superman's father's name? Anybody remember? Jor-El or Jor-El. Remember the story of Superman in the movie? Superman again was born on Krypton or Kal-El. The original name of the planet was K-A-L-E-L. Now, remember, the name El represents, or the name means Elohim. It means God. inside of all of the Bible, when you see the word El, now the original names have been changed of all of the Bibles. All of the names of the prophets in the Bible ends in El. Jeremiah, El. Isaiah, El. All of the names really end in El. Represents Elohim. Now remember that Elohim was a God race. And every superhero, I love the movie Constantine, the Avengers, Spider-Man, Batman, Thor, Green Lantern, the one with Will Smith, the drunken superhero. I forgot the name of that one, when he was a drunken superhero. All of the superheroes, they are a human that has their superpowers. Now, in the movies, they don't tell you where they got their superpowers from, but they got their powers from because they are what is called a demigod or a demigod. A demigod is a half-god, El, and half-man. The sons of God came down. They saw the daughters of men. They went unto them, and they are called the mighty men of renown. Now, brothers and sisters, I gotta blow a couple of cookies. Now, you guys strap in. Y'all, make sure you got your water there, because when we look at Jor-El, that was from Kar-El. Now, it's an element. Now, when you chemistry, you look at the periodic table. What's on the periodic table? Element. Elementals. Now, there are elementals. I've done this many shows. I've talked about the L's, E-L-S's. Now, there are elementals. Now, elementals are, again, we'll just put it this way. They are disembodied gods, little g's, or spirits. They are minerals. Now, Superman's planet is called K-Metal for Krypton. It is a mineral planet. So Krypton on Superman, again, everybody on Krypton, again, powers are normal. They're not abnormal. They're not super. Superman's powers are super to us, but they're not super on Krypton. So Lucifer's powers are super to us, but they're not super in heaven or wherever he's from. So Lucifer was God's right-hand man. Now, before Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, whatever name that you want to call him, before he fell or left, he had a job. Remember Superman, before he left Krypton, in the story, he left as a baby, and then they bring him down here to save him. So he comes to Earth. And on Earth, now Superman has superpowers because he came from Krypton. Now, remember the word Krypton in the Greek. It's spelled K-R-Y-P-T-O-S. It means hidden code or hidden secret. Again, Krypton means hidden code or hidden secret. Now, night, we all know the word night means a period of darkness, usually at 24 hours. So, crypto night represents a hidden code for a particular period of darkness. It's called an aeon in the Greek. We are in an age. That's what the Yahushua says. This is the age of the Gentiles. This is the night of the Gentiles. This is the period of darkness that represents a particular period of time. Again, that is a hidden, or that had a hidden code or hidden secret. So when we look at the word night, again, it represents a particular skios, shadow, a darkness. Crypto means hidden. So there's something that's hidden in the dark. Now, whatever is hidden in the dark has power over Superman. Remember Crypto Night. When you want to know, every time Superman is exposed to Kryptonite, he loses his power. Oh, brother and sister, let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. Every time Superman, the strong man, is exposed to Kryptonite that's from his planet, he loses his power. Or it weakens him, at least. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you got it. Let me say it again. Every time Superman, now remember, where was Lucifer from? Just like in the movie Superman, Lucifer, every time he's exposed to where he was from, he loses his power. The same way Superman loses his power every time he's exposed to Kryptonite. Where was Lucifer from, brothers? Where was Lucifer from? He was from the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So every time Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, whatever term, label, limit you want to use in any culture, Bene Hadakas, the fiery serpent, the dragon, Beelzebub, Lord of restless motion, Lord of flies, whatever dark entity that is opposing, limiting, harassing, whatever word, you want to dumb him down, you want to capture him, you want to limit his power, you got to expose him to Kryptonite, which is the Word. So Lucifer was from the Word. So if you expose him to the thing that he's from, he loses his power, just like Superman. Now, the scripture says that this is called the strong man. Now, let's get into the Word and let's really didactically break this down. Now, this will help you tonight. If you can understand all of the movies, these guys get power. I love in that old movie, City of Angels, with Nicolas Cage. And he loses or he falls for a woman. Now, all through ancient texts, every man that fell was because of a woman. Let me say that again. Look at Samson and Delilah. Look at David and Bathsheba. And when we go through the Biblios, the Helios Biblios, what does that mean? Does that mean women are bad? Absolutely not. You must understand the hidden code. Remember, truth is always hidden in plain sight. The only way to find truth is if you have what it says in 2 Thessalonians. You have to have the love of the truth. That means you desire truth more than you desire women, men. Women, you got to desire truth more than you desire men. You got to desire truth more than you desire houses or cars. It's not that women are bad or that men are bad or cars are bad or money. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's not money. It's the love. The Bible says it is the love of the truth. So it is the love. So let me ask you a question, brothers. Let me ask you a question, sisters. What do you love? You got the love of alcohol, you're in trouble. You got the love of sugar, you're in trouble. You got the love of marijuana, you're in trouble. You got the love of Krispy Kreme donuts, you're in trouble. Whatever you got the love of, you got that trouble of. So you need to have the love of the truth, because the truth is the Word. And the Word is the only way that you can overcome him. But there is different ways, because there's different level of powers. What do you mean, brothers and sisters? Brothers, sisters? Well, let's break this down according to the scripture. Now, the Bible talks about the strong man. In the book of Luke, chapter 11, I think it's verse 13, 14. We want to start this. Because if you can understand the original story of Superman, who was from a planet called Krypton, he was rocketed or sent down to Earth as an infant. His father was a scientist named Jor-El. Lucifer, like Superman, was rocketed down to Earth. His father, if you want to use that term, again, and even him, was a scientist. Now, it doesn't say that in the Bible. It says in all of the ancient texts, he was a geneticist. Now, in the ancient text, it talks about how they manipulated the DNA of man to create a slave race of people called mankind. Now, that's another text for another time. But when Superman was on Earth, he was known as Clark Kent. He changed his name. And he had this strong superhuman abilities and power. And he was using these powers to benefit mankind. But that's Hollywood's spin on the truth. Because really, the real Superman is the strong man that it talks about in the book of Luke. So if we go to the book of Luke, and we look at Luke chapter 11, and we'll start with, again, verse 14. Actually, let's read, should we go with 14? Where is 14? Let's go with 13 so we can add a little flavor to it. So Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit good gifts to his children who ask?" So this is telling me and you that, okay, we think we're good people, but actually, yeah, we're not that good compared to the standard. We're kind of bad. So the father says, okay, if I'm good, like I got five children, you think I would give my own children poison? I want to do good things for my children. So the heavenly father says, I want to do good things to my children if they ask. One of the things that he wants to give you is power over the strong man. The strong man represents anything that controls you. It could be a plant. That's called marijuana. It could be a grape. That's called alcohol. It could be Nunu. That's called the female genitalia. Whatever it is, your strong man. The strong man is the thing that controls you. You don't control it. Now, there's a lot of people listening to this show. Thankfully, you have your life under control. You don't have that overbearing power, that thing that drives you to do bad stuff. Bad based upon the definitions of what the scripture calls good. And so when we look at this, the Bible says that, okay, the Father wants to give us or assist us with these areas that have control over us instead of we having control over them. Luke chapter 11, verse 14. Luke 11, 14 says, "And he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed." Luke 11, 15. "But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." So they're saying that Jesus is a demon himself. That's the only reason. Now, you do know that there's a hierarchy inside of the demonic realm. What they were saying, the same way the military has a rank structure, demons have a rank structure. So a lesser demon can cast out, a higher-ranking demon can cast out a lesser demon. That's what goes on in the Vatican. That's why, you ever notice all of the Hollywood movies? The priest always end up being demonically possessed himself. Now, that's another study for another time, but you want to blow your cookies, do some research. Demons will respond to other higher ranking. That's what they told Jesus. They said, Jesus, we know this trick. You are a demon yourself, so those demons respond to you. But notice what Jesus said. In verse 16, Jesus said, verse 15, "But some of them said he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Others, to test him, were demanding of him a sign from heaven." So they was like, we don't know how you got your power from, so we need to see some additional evidence. See, that probably would be me right there. I'd be like, okay, yeah, you did a miraculous thing, but prove to me where you got your power from. So verse 17, it says, "But he knew their thoughts, and he said unto them, any kingdom divided against itself is laid to waste, and a house divided against itself cannot stand." Verse 18, "If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub." So he's telling them, let me make sure I got this accusation correct. So you're telling me I'm casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub. Verse 19, "And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out?" So So he's telling them, okay, yeah, if I cast them out by Beelzebub and I'm over you, and if I'm Beelzebub, that means that you are Beelzebub too. That means you're using the power of Beelzebub to cast out demons, because you and your sons, y'all doing the same thing that I'm doing. And then he tells them, so they will be your judges. So in other words, he's saying whoever gives you your power, they can judge you. They got power over you. That's why I say all the time, people who control are themselves controlled. So you can't control people unless you yourself are controlled. That's how you learned to control. So he's telling them, okay, if I'm casting out demons by Beelzebub, guess what you're doing? You casting out demons by Beelzebub too. Then verse 20, he says, but if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So he's telling them, but if I'm from the kingdom of God, I am casting out demons by the power that comes from the kingdom of God. Now, demons came from the kingdom of God. So he was telling them, I'm not playing rank here, brothers. I'm from the place where they from originally. I came down, and anybody that comes with that authority has power over them because they came from that place. Anybody who has kryptonite has a power over any Kryptonian because they came from that place. And then it says in verse 21, which is the real scripture I want to read, verse 21 says, but a strong man. Let's go back to verse 20. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto me. Verse 21, Luke 11, 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. The strong man. Verse 22. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied upon, and he distributes his plunder. Verse 23, and he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Let's go back to verse 21, the strong man. Now, in the King James, it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. When Superman has his superpowers, you can't touch him because he's Superman. He's the strong man. Let's read in the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, Luke 11:21, when a strong man like Satan is fully armed and he guards his palace, that's you, by the way, you're his palace, his possessions are safe. So he wants to oppress, depress, recess, and possess you. Once he does, he sets up shop. You can't get rid of him. So you see a lot of people, they have the strong man. They have Superman, and they're trying to get rid of Superman. You go to church, and they're laying hands on Superman, and they're trying to get rid of him. And Superman, the strong man, ain't going nowhere. Why? They don't got the kryptonite. So if you got a ruling disposition, now people ask me all the time, they say, Brother Will, man, we heard your testimony, and if what you're telling us is true, you told us that you used to be one of them. So how do I know that you're not still one of them? You were telling me you was walking around, you know, sprinkling blood, making chants, and they was depriving you of sleep, and you got beaten, all of this stuff, and your mom died, she was murdered in a cult. Now, this is really true. I don't know if you guys heard my testimony. My mom was murdered. The lady who killed my mom, they found her body chopped up into little pieces in Austin, Texas. Thankfully, I was stationed in Iwakuni, Japan, because the Texas Rangers was looking for me. Because I had said on many occasions that when I reached the age of 18, I was finding you and I was killing you. So everybody in my little two-horse town knew there was anybody that was capable of killing this individual, it was me. So I had a good alibi. But the question again remains, why did this individual in my life have these superpowers over my mom that ended up basically, she had my mom on a 40-day purification fast and a 7-year process to get to heaven. Well, obviously, during that 7-year time, my mom didn't make it. So she was the cause of my mother's death. And so obviously, as a little knucklehead, I was pretty angry. So I blamed her because she had a strong man. Nobody could get rid of the strong man. Everybody has different levels of spiritual warfare. That is all this is talking about. Superman represents spiritual warfare and how to win, how to defeat it. So what I'm doing right now, they said I couldn't do. They said I could not function. They said I could not hold on a full-time job. They said I could not. I was married for 25. I was with somebody for 30 years, married for 25. They said I couldn't do that. I got 5 beautiful children. They said I couldn't do that. A lot of things, brothers and sisters, that they said I couldn't do, I ended up doing. Why? I got rid of the strong man. So when we talk about the strong man, we must understand that Yahushua, he goes on and he talks about the strong man's kingdom. In Luke chapter 11, verse 18, he talks about a palace in Luke 11, 20, what was it, 21, that we just read. So he addresses where the strong man is from because he knows that the strong man was once the anointed cherub that covered. So the strong man had access to the Ophiutex plan. So the strong man knew because he was God's bodyguard. It's like if the president, the vice president becomes a rogue agent and he sells everything he knows to China. So we know right now the vice president, the president is Obama. And if Biden decides to take everything that he knows, now he knows a lot. Why? He's sitting right next to the president. And if he decides to tell Obama, you know what, I know some dirt on you, man, and if you don't let me be president, I'm going to share this. I'm going to blackmail you. Now, Lucifer was a little different. Lucifer said that I want to be president. God was like, no, I'm God. You're my right-hand man. You stay in your lane. I'm going to stay in my lane. Lucifer was like, no, you don't understand. I want to sit on the side of the north. I want to be the most high. I want what you got. God was saying, I don't know about that, homie. In fact, you got to go. And where was he at? It says that he was cast down to earth. So a third of the angels and Lucifer was cast down here. So let me ask you a question. So when you came here, who was waiting on you? Now, let me ask you another question. If they was here before you got here, who owns this rock, what you call earth? So you mean to tell me you're going to come into his house, this earth is his house, and you walk around like you own stuff. You going into his kitchen. You take out pots and pans, you frying up eggs, and they looking at you like, who is this fool? He coming into my house? And you wondering why you got adversity, why you are being opposed by demonic power. They don't like you. You in their house, in their kitchen, frying up stuff. So they trying to get rid of you. So let's be crystal clear. That's the first problem you got. You are the Bible says you are sojourners here. This is not your home. You're just passing through. But you try to set up shop like you live here. You don't live here, homie. You're just passing through. So we must understand where we at. We are in the enemy's territory. This is his playground, not ours. Now, it will be one day, but for now, this is his. He was here before you got here. And so he gets his power because he stole the architect's plan. So everything you see is a dumbed-down version. Now, remember, I've talked about this on previous shows. Whatever is visible is a copy of whatever is invisible. So the earth is a copy of an invisible heaven. Why? Lucifer stole the plans, came down here, set up his own kingdom. This is an unauthorized production. This was not supposed to happen, according at least the way that it is right now. But we must understand that, okay, it happened. Now what are we going to do about it? Okay, we can sit around here, we can cry about spilled milk, or we can say, okay, the Father got a plan. So the Father says, okay, so he thinks he's smarter than me. So he came down here, he developed a world that he thinks I can't get in. Because Lucifer knows that God honors his word above his own name. So Lucifer said, guess what? I created and manipulated, because I am an engineer, this thing called a dirt suit. So this dirt suit, God don't got one of these. So it is illegal to be on this planet without a dirt suit. Since God honors his word above his own name, he's not going to violate his own word and come down here without a dirt suit. So God say, I need a dirt suit. I don't have one. All of the dirt suits down here, Lucifer made. So I need an avatar. You ever look at the definition of the word avatar? It means deity who comes down and cross over. You ever look at the definition of the word Hebrew? Hebrew means Hebo. Hebo means those who come down and cross over. You ever wonder why the Hebrews are his chosen people? Because he came down and he crossed over. Hebo. Now again, don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. H-E-E-B-O-O. We call it Hebrew. It actually is Hebo. And if you understand what is going on, brothers and sisters, there is now. This is also found in the book of Matthew 12:29 and Mark 3:27, where it talks about that Yahushua has the ability, or has given us the ability, to overcome. But something interesting happens in Matthew 16:19. Now, remember, there are three words that are used when you're dealing with Superman, which is the strong man. Those three words are overcome, conquer, and bind. Now, some scriptures say that we overcome him by the word of the Lamb and the blood of the testimony. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Then there's other scriptures that talk about that we have the ability to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm us. To conquer. Then there's another scripture that says that whatever you bind on earth is also bound in heaven. That's found in Matthew 16:19. So when we look at these scriptures, we must understand that Yahushua doesn't use the word overcome. He uses the word bind. Notice when you're dealing with the strong man, it's different than dealing with, it's like if Superman had little kids. If there were some super children, super babies, we could overcome them because they're babies. We could conquer them because they're babies. So demons, imps, genies, mojos, sprites, the kind of stuff I deal with, you can overcome them, you can conquer them. But the strong man, you know, the Superman kryptonite only works on him for a little while. It doesn't kill him. It doesn't destroy him. It binds him. Now, we must understand when we're talking about what this means, because there are some people who believe, and the Archangel Michael says it best in the Old Testament, when he goes up against the Prince of Persia, when Daniel prayed the prayer, and he was like, what's the answer to my prayer? It took the Archangel Michael 21 days to reach Daniel. Why? He was going up against the Prince of Persia. And he explains this to Daniel. And he tells him, I was going up against the Prince of Persia. And he told the Prince of Persia, again, Prince of Darkness, that, the Lord God himself rebukes you. So he knew that he did not have the power to overcome the strong man. And so when we're dealing with this story of Superman, it is a great example of what we are to do with our strong man. We need the kryptonite, the word, because, again, the strong man is from a place where the word was used to keep his powers in check. He left the place where the word is, and now he's down here manipulating the word. And the only way for us to, again, bind the strong man is to use the word, because he came from the same way. The only way that you can bind Superman is with kryptonite. So kryptonite is, again, but it means hidden. So everybody has the word, but they don't have the hidden meanings. So you say, again, what everybody knows. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to not righteousness. So everything that I've been talking about, again, I've been talking about these esoteric teachings that I'm doing on my pay-per-view option for the year 2015 to give you the tools that you need to buy in a strong man. Now, this, again, this is just anybody can find this. This isn't really no deep study. But I talk about some deeper studies in my esoteric teachings that I recommend that you partner with me again, preferably at the Supermax level, which is $400 a month for the next 10 months, or $4,000 for the entire 10 books and 200 shows. Or you can come in at $75 a month, $50 a month, and $25 a month. Those will at least give you access to some, not all, of the audio programs. So it's just like, you ever notice the difference between, I like sports. You remember David Robinson when he was back with the San Antonio Spurs? I live in San Antonio. Now, David Robinson was an interesting athlete. Now, compare David Robinson with Dennis Rodman. You remember Dennis Rodman back in the day when he was in his heyday, when he was with Jordan at the Bulls? Now, whether you're a fan of Dennis Rodman or David Robinson, really irrelevant. But notice how they carried themselves. Have you ever heard anything negative about David Robinson? You ever saw him in the newspaper fighting, you know, getting arrested, drunk, cheating on his wife? Never have you heard anything published or said negative about David Robinson, whether you like him or not. What about Dennis Rodman? So Dennis Rodman, you heard all of this stuff. He was tattooed up. He had earrings everywhere. No disrespect. I don't know Dennis Rodman, but I just know what was projected with his public image and what he does now. Look at David Robinson. Now, I see David Robinson a lot. He's in the public. He got a Carver Academy here in San Antonio on the east side, where right close to where I have my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center. David Robinson built a school for underprivileged youth. He's doing good stuff in the city. What's Dennis Rodman doing? Last time I heard, he was over in South Korea meeting with, again, supposedly our enemy. What's he doing over there? And the reason why I've been at, now these are superheroes, if we want to use that term. They got superpowers. They are athletes. They're the people that we look up to. And so one, again, he has humility, David Robinson. He was humble. He was a gentle giant. He wasn't arrogant or cocky. Whereas Dennis Rodman, another story for another time. And the reason I bring up these is because we have different benevolent entities that are super, that got superpowers. Now, we just talked about Superman and the story of where he was from and whatever that was on Krypton. When you bring it to Earth, it limits his superpower on this Earth. Now, Lucifer is from a place that's called the Word. And when he came to Earth, if you take what was ever in the Word, in the beginning was the Word was with God. Hebrews 11 says, by the Word, the worlds were framed. So we take the Word and expose it to, again, the cosmoglottor, it limits, it binds his superpowers on this Earth. So if you are having issues with any type of demonic forces, that means that you need more super, you need to expose your nature. Dennis Rodman needs to expose his nature to the Word. Now, David Robinson, again, I've seen him. I went to this the church. Max Lucado has a church here in San Antonio. Went to visit. Guess who's sitting on the front row? David Robinson. David Robinson make no qualms about it. He lets everybody know. Never heard him curse. Not that that mean anything, but he makes it known that, you know, he's a man of God. Now, David Robinson's power, if you want to use, which again, the arrogance and the ego to say, now what did David Robinson do to get his powers? Again, this is just an example, not that he got no superpowers. I'm talking about from an athletic point of view. What did David Robinson do to become 7'5", or however tall he is? Absolutely nothing. What did Dennis Rodman do to become 7 foot, however tall he is? Absolutely nothing. The only difference between these two individuals, one is exposed to the Word of God, the other one isn't, at least as much. So without the exposure to the Word of God, one is arrogant, cocky, and egotistical. The other one is loving, kind, and altruistic. So you, like these two individuals, David Robinson, Dennis Rodman, We could look at recently, like, again, Tim Duncan took over for David Robinson. Tim Duncan, again, see him walk around here in San Antonio. Nice guy. Laid back. What about, I don't know another athlete that's kind of out there. There's a bunch of them that got a little arrogant, a little cocky, a little ego. You know, you can name anyone again. The lack of exposure to the thing where they are from. The same thing holds true for you and I. So when we talk about anytime you have issues in your life, you need to overcome the superpower that's inside of you. You do that, we overcome him by the word, which is the blood. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we see this again in the book of Luke that I was talking about. Now, this kryptonite, again, in my hidden esoteric meetings, I break it down a little bit further because I get into the logia, where we get the English word logo. So this cryptology means hidden words or hidden logos. So it is the hidden logos, the hidden word. That's why I can give you the exoteric, the outside meaning. It does nothing to your flesh. But if I expose you to the inside meaning, oh, your flesh has to be subdued. Why? That's kryptonite. So you find anybody that's going to church and their behavior doesn't change, it's because they haven't been exposed to the secret code. So what I am revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying in 2015 is the secret code. That secret code, my brothers and sisters, again, is a cookie blower. One of the things we're talking about, the two Christs. So if you got the wrong one, you're in trouble. We're talking about, again, the different kinds of man. We're talking about sex, gender, sexuality. We're talking about under, over, and understanding that we live in a world that is the result of a word. We must, again, understand the secret communication that is being communicated by the mad, what I call the mad scientist, who predicted all world wars. We want to talk about, again, in all of the hidden, we talk about Ra, we talk about Lilith, we talk about the Galactic Federation. We talk about, again, the different types of mankind. We, again, really break down, and I hate to break this down, but the Torah, which means the Torah, the Torah, or the Toronto, the Toronto energy. Again, that's all private. We talk about the horn god of Wicca. We talk about the Melchizedek order. We break down the great architect of Freemasonry. We break down the Bilderberg and the cult of Moloch. We break up down the bull god, the birdman, the Egyptians and Egyptology. You want to blow your cookies? You want to get a hold of that secret esoteric teaching. We talk about the snake family, the Beni Hamikas, Baal. And then we talk about the homunculus or the homo neotics. Again, all of these are secret esoteric studies that cannot be, or not cannot, but should not be expressed in general public because they create more confusion. They basically create more questions than solving the, when you give the answers create more questions instead of creating more understanding. So my brothers and my sisters, that was it for the night. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. Just remember, again, Krypton represents elements or L because it is from, again, a mineral planet. So Krypton, the word kryptonite, simply means hidden at night. So that there is something that is hidden in the dark that when, again, God has pulled us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. That's what the scripture says. So in order to overcome your strong man or to assist somebody else with overcoming their strong man usually is in the form of an addiction. So you got an addiction to blank. Fill it in. In order for you to overcome the addiction to blank, you got to expose blank to Krypton, to kryptonite, which is the hidden esoteric teachings that's found inside the Helios Biblios and also all sacred texts. A lot of this information is inside of, again, these non-canonized books. So, again, this, what word am I looking for? This hidden code is called the Word. The Word of God is a five-dimensional book. If you don't understand the terminology, this is called the Cryptos system. And if you don't understand how this code of colloquialism is used to hide the truth in plain sight, a cryptologist is someone who breaks down code or the cipher. If you remember in the Matrix, there was a guy by the name Cipher. The cipher is the guy that has the ability to break down the inscription. And how does he do it? Reverse decryption. It is the other open understanding of these algorithms. This is the secret or the key. The key, again, is they take the truth and they turn it upside down and they hide it in plain sight. I've talked about this on many times. One of the keys I gave you was to take the four letters of the Hashem, put it in reverse, and turn it upside down. That reveals, again, one of the smoking guns that I talk about inside of the, again, the ancient teachings or the esoteric teachings that I do. Take the letters, put them in reverse, turn them upside down, just like it says in the book of Isaiah. That reveals something that's very important. Another big, big secret. The word God represents gold, oil, and diamonds. Who controls the gold, the oil, and the diamonds? That's one of the esoteric teachings. So God is gold, oil, and diamonds. If you take G-O-D and you add an L, you get G-O-L-D. That's gold. So if you can understand the esoteric meaning of G-O-L-D, it points you directly to who is controlling, who is behind the curtains, who is behind the scenes, who is the little G acting like the big G. All of this is also inside of this movie, Superman. My brothers and my sisters, wow, there's so much more we could get into. We didn't even talk about Lex Luthor. What about the Justice League? Just Us, the Just Us League, the League of Superheroes, or are everybody in the superheroes, they got superpowers. So is that a League of Superheroes, or is that a League of Fallen Angels? So every time you watch a super movie with superheroes, and there's a plethora of them, and there's more coming, what are you watching? They want you to think that these superheroes are here to help mankind. Really? What are they bringing? Former chaos and technology. Watch the movies. Anybody coming and they telling you a drug or use some type of technology to make you a superhuman? Now you become a transhuman? You can add a technological arm? Notice how they're promoting this apatheism. Guys coming back from the military, and they getting free artificial limbs. Why are they promoting that, brothers and sisters? The enemy is hiding in plain sight. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach that set apart one continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me.
is proof. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like your next door neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put them phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.